The Challenger Gray and Christmas job cut report is out, and they're not cutting very many jobs. In fact, I think everybody's hanging on to all the employees that they can possibly hang on to. They dropped significantly. Also, initial jobless claims came in well below expectations. John Challenger, the CEO of Challenger Gray and Christmas, been watching these numbers for a long time. It's good to have you with us.
Nice to be with you, David.
So is it true to say there are lots of jobs and not very many job seekers out there?
Well, no question that we are in a very tight time in the labor markets. The demand for skilled workers, technologists, engineers is at a fever pitch. But there are still people who aren't considered part of the unemployed pool. They're not looking for work. We can still see improvement there. So there's probably room to go.
It's funny. We've heard so much about the lack of wage inflation, the suggestion that jobs are, more and more jobs are being automated, and that it doesn't require as many workers to do chores anymore. I guess I'm intrigued by this fact that there's not wage inflation, but the fact is we're approaching full employment. How do you reconcile this?
Well, nobody can quite reconcile that, and the reasons are not only technology, as you stated. Companies today can keep on automating, especially in some of the lower-skilled jobs, like in retail and food service. We're seeing more of that and likely will continue to do that, just like we saw in manufacturing back in the 80s and 90s, and it's continued today. But we're also in a global labor force market. Our workers compete with workers from all over the world, and so companies can also take their operations and move them to other countries. That combined with the technology, those two forces seem to be the key reasons that wage growth hasn't all of a sudden popped up with this very tight labor market.
Well, you know, you speak of international, and of course the big story again is tariffs coming, 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum, and then probably some quid pro quo tariffs, we understand, maybe on U.S. jeans and bourbon and motorcycles and other items. Is this the kind of thing that can disrupt the labor market? Could this be the black swan?
Well, you know, on the one hand, you might hope that if you throw up those tariffs, that maybe companies would have to turn towards U.S. workers, and that might create more demand, more wage growth. But the risk is that the entire economy falls off, and so the growth of the economy all of a sudden declines. That means a lot more fewer people working total. And it might just be the kind of event that kicks us off into recession, that triggers a recession if it all of a sudden doesn't stop at the first set of tariffs, but it expands into a global trade war.
You guys are brought in when companies downsize or if there's some, you know, merger or whatever else. And one of the things you do is you find jobs for the displaced workers. Where are you finding jobs right now?
Most people find jobs at companies that are growing, not necessarily in their industry. So as you go out and look for work, instead of thinking to yourself, I need to stay in this exact industry I've been in, most people look for jobs in their functional area. So you could have been in human resources or accounting or in sales, any number of different areas. Most companies, most businesses need those. And so you expand your search and you go to the companies that are hiring. And right now, companies are hiring in most every sector of the economy, not quite the rate we've seen, but some of the strongest areas in the most recent report were in professional and business services. 54,000 jobs were added, another 24,000 in manufacturing, 24,000 in healthcare. So people move out to where the jobs are, and right now those jobs are plentiful.
You know, if you're counseling an 18-year-old who's getting ready to go to college and looking for a major, do you counsel them to use more of the sort of shotgun approach rather than rifle so that they have that ability to move around?
I do, and I really counsel people to find young people to find jobs or when you're going to college, work on things that are aligned with your strengths. So sometimes people say to themselves, I'm going to do something that I'm not so good at. I've got to get good at that. And then they go off into areas that aren't natural to them. Find things you love doing that you're good at doing and natural at doing, and there'll be jobs that utilize those skills as you develop them over your educational career and then your work career.
That sounds like some very, very good advice, which we always get from John Challenger, the CEO of the Outplacement and executive coaching firm Challenger, Gray and Christmas. Good to have you with us, sir.
So nice to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.